So today I want to start to talk about prayer.
امروز میخوام در مورد دعا صحبت کنم. And it will be a
small series on prayer.
یه موزه زنجیره‌ای چند جلسه‌ای در مورد دعا خواهد بود.
I have preached on prayer in the past.
قبلا در مورد دعا موزه کردم، شاید خیلی توش شنیده باشید.
Some of it might be a reminder for you.
شاید خیلیاش براتون یادآوری باشه از اهمیت دعا.
And the reason is first of all to challenge you in regards to prayer.
اول از همه میخوام تشویقتون کنم در مقایسه در مقابل دعا.
But also give you a better understanding of what prayer is and how we are to pray.
و درک بهتری بهتون بدم که دعا چیست و چگونه باید دعا کنیم.
Yeah, prayer is a very important part of the Christian walk.
دعا یه قسمت خیلی مهم از مسیر راه رفتن ایمانداره.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we talked about the difference between being saved.
چند هفته پیش در مورد این صحبت کردیم، تفاوت بین نجات داشتن و شاگرد بودن رو صحبت
کردیم. If you want to be a disciple,
اگر میخواین شاگرد مسیح باشید،
then having the discipline of praying in your life is essential.
عادت دعا تو زندگیتون لازمه زندگیه.
It's a powerful tool.
و یک ابزار پرقدرت در دستتون که خداوند بهتون داده.
Where we can have direct access to God.
که میتونیم رابطه مستقیم با خدا داشته باشیم.
And bring our needs and requests to him.
و درخواستامون رو به حضور او بیاریم.
Yeah, Ephesians 2:18. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father.
زیرا که به وسیله او هر دو نزد پدر در یک روح دسترسی داریم.
Yeah. That's quite amazing that we have direct access to God. We can talk to God directly.
مستقیم داریم با خداوند، احتیاج به میانجی نداریم. میتونیم مستقیما باهاش صحبت کنیم.
If you're in Christ,
اگر در مسیح هستید،
you can directly talk to God.
خودت میتونی مستقیما با خدا صحبت کنی.
Hebrews 4:16.
عبرانیان 4:16.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
پس با جرأت نزدیکی به تخت فیض بیاییم تا رحمت بیابیم و فیض را حاصل کنیم که در وقت ضرورت ما را یاری رساند.
Yeah, we can enter into his throne room and bring our request to God.
در تخت سلطنت او وارد بشیم، رو در رو درخواستمون رو به حضورش بیاریم.
Yeah, this is significant.
و خیلی مهمه.
We can come in the presence of God.
میتونیم در حضور خداوند واقعا قرار بگیریم.
Yeah, present our prayers to him.
دعاهامون رو به حضورش بیاریم.
Yes, the truth is.
اما حقیقت اینه که
yeah, and that is from anonymous statistics. When Christians are asked,
یه آمارگیری ناشناس که از خیلی از ایماندارای کل دنیا سوال پرسیده شده.
What about your prayer life?
زندگی دعا چیه؟
And it turns out that prayer is one of the least practiced disciplines in the Christian life.
کمترین عادت در بین مسیحیان هست.
Go to Luke 11.
لوقا 11.
11:1-4.
1-4.
And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
به هنگامی که او در مکانی دعا میکرد چون فارغ شد، یکی از شاگردانش به وی گفت خداوندا دعا کردن را به ما تعلیم نما، چنانکه یحیی شاگردان خود را بیاموخت. به ایشان گفت هرگاه دعا کنید بگویید ای پدر ما که در آسمان، نام تو مقدس باد، ملکوت تو بیاید، اراده تو چنان که در آسمان است در زمین نیز کرده شود، نان کفاف ما را روز به روز به ما ده و گناهان من را ببخش، زیرا که ما نیز هر قرضدار خود را میبخشیم، و ما را در آزمایش میاورد، بلکه ما را از شریر رهایی ده.
Now notice in verse 1.
دقت کنین در آیه 1.
Jesus is praying.
عیسی مسیح دعا میکنه.
Jesus was praying in a certain place.
عیسی مسیح در یک جای مخصوص بود.
And when he was done.
وقتی کارش انجام شد.
Yeah, one of the disciples asked Jesus.
یکی از شاگردا از عیسی مسیح پرسیدن.
Teach us to pray.
خداوند دعا یادمون بده که دعا کنیم.
So they looked at Jesus praying.
نگاه کردن به دعای عیسی.
If they're realizing
و بعد فهمیدن
looking at Jesus praying,
وقتی نگاه میکردن که عیسی دعا میکرد
we're not doing this right.
ما درست دعا نمیکنیم.
This is not how we pray.
اینجوری ما دعا نمیکنیم.
So Jesus teach us how to pray.
عیسی مسیح ما یاد بده چگونه دعا کنیم چون میخواهیم مثل تو هم مانند
دعا کنیم. And desire in his disciples.
میبینیم در ته قلب ایمانداران
that they want to learn to pray.
چه درخواست دعایی بوده که میخواستم واقعا یاد بگیرن
yeah, and of course کنن. Jesus answers that.
عیسی مسیح جوابش
and it also shows us that
و بهشون نشون
میده we can learn to pray, we can grow in this area.
که ما هم میتونیم یاد بگیریم دعا کنیم، میتونیم رشد کنیم در دعا کردنمون.
Yeah, so prayer is something that's an important part of the Christian life.
دعا قسمتی هست در زندگی.
Yeah, if you want to be a disciple, you need to have a prayer life.
شاگرد مسیح باشی،
and it's something that we can grow in, we can learn.
چیزی هست که میتونیم در ازش یاد بگیریم و میتونیم یاد بگیریم و جلوتر بریم.
Yeah, Jesus' disciples heard Jesus praying and wanted to learn to pray like Jesus.
که عیسی مسیح دعا میکرد و میخواستن یاد بگیرن مثل عیسی دعا کنن.
If you look in Luke 11, the next verses, Jesus is going to teach them how to pray. He just answers the question.
And he gives this
example prayer. And a lot of time this is referred to the Lord as the Lord's prayer.
But
it's not really the Lord's prayer. It's an example prayer.
We
have actual prayers recorded in the Bible of Jesus, for example, in Gethsemane.
میکنه و اون دعا دعای خداوند.
This is an example that Jesus gives them.
اما این نمونه ای بوده که عیسی مسیح داده به شاگردانش که اینجوری دعا کنن.
If you read the gospels you know that different gospels give different details.
اگه جزئیات رو دقت کنیم میبینیم زیاد انجیل هر آیه انجیلی یه جوری توضیح میده.
And in Luke the question is asked and directly afterwards we have this example prayer.
و در لوقا سوال پرسیده شد و بعدش جوابش اون دعا بود.
But in Matthew 6
در متا فصل 6 که همین دعا دوباره تکرار میشه.
Yeah, which is a parallel passage to Luke 11.
همون لوقا 11 و متا فصل 6.
There's more information given, there's more details.
ولی جزئیات بیشتری در او داده شده.
And we see that before Jesus is teaching them how to pray.
می‌بینیم که عیسی مسیح قبل از اینکه بهشون یاد بده چگونه دعا کنن،
he's first addressing some things.
اول یه چیزی رو بهشون نشون میده.
Actually, telling some things like, hey, this is now how you should not do it.
و اینجوری نباید دعا کنی.
So let's read Matthew 6.
متی 6.
Verse 5.
آیه 5.
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
چون عبادت کنی مانند ریاکاران مباش، زیرا خوش دارن که در کنیسه ها و گوشه های کوچه ها ایستاده دعا کنن تا مردم ایشان را ببینن. هر آینه به شما میگویم اجر خود را تحصیل نمودن.
Now, first I want you to notice how this sentence starts.
And
when thou prayest, look at verse 6. How does that start? But thou, when thou prayest. Yeah, same as verse 7. Again, but when ye pray. Yeah, Jesus is talking to his disciples and it's like he assumes that there is a time that his disciples pray. Yeah, when do you pray? Yeah, before we can talk about how we are to pray or how we are not to pray, we need to start with the first lesson.
Yeah,
be able to answer, when do we pray?
اولین سوالمون اینه که کی دعا کنیم.
When do you set time apart in a
day? تو کی زمان میذاری برای روزت که دعا کنی؟
Do you have a prayer life at all?
آیا زندگی دعا داری یا نداری؟
Yeah, go to Mark 1.
مرقس 1.
Mark 1 verse 35.
آیه 35.
And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed.
بامدادان قبل از صبح برخواسته بیرون رفت و به ویرانه رسیده در آنجا به دعا مشغول شد.
Yeah, of course, Jesus, yeah, being our example.
عیسی مسیح که نمونه ماست.
We see that he rose up early in the morning to pray. Now his day started with talking with his Father in heaven. Yeah, I'm not saying that you cannot pray all the times.
But
here we have a good example.
Being Jesus who prays in the morning.
Yeah, so what about rising up early in the morning and pray?
That's a good habit to have.
Yeah, starting your day.
روزمون رو با خداوند آغاز کنیم.
But I'm not a morning person.
آدم صبح نیستم من.
Yeah, most people say they're not.
اکثرا میگن صبح نیستم.
It's just a matter of getting out of bed.
فقط باید از خواب بیدار شین، وقت خواب بیام بیرون.
But more important than praying in the morning is that you pray at all. That you have time to pray.
مهمتر از این که دعا صبح باشه یا شب باشه، اینه که دعا داشته باشین، حالا هر ساعتی هست.
Go to Psalm 55.
مزمور
55 verse
17.
Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Yeah, so David talks about praying in evening, morning,
and noon.
Yeah. So when you're asked, when do you pray? What is your answer? Do you have a time set aside in the day?
When
you pray? Yeah, the assumption is that Christians pray. Yeah, and it's not like one time a week or one time a month or when we are in church. No, it talks about a time in the day or multiple times in the day.
Yeah.
When do you pray? Great men of God in the Bible had an active prayer life.
بزرگ در کتاب مقدس دعاشون و وظیفه فعال بودن در دعا کردن.
Yeah, go to Daniel.
Daniel.
Chapter 6.
فصل 6.
And this is a story about Daniel and the lion's den. And we're not going to read the whole story, so I'll give you the context. Some of the rulers next to Daniel were not too happy with Daniel.
خیلی از مردم رئیسای اون زمان و دولتمندان اون زمان با دانیال خوشحال نبودن، می‌خواستن دانیال رو از جلوی پاشون بردارن.
So they figured out we need to do something that is related to his God because
یه کاری بکنیم.
They knew Daniel's a man of God.
بعضی خداش باید بلند شه
که
انجام نده.
They tricked the king into signing a decree.
وادار کردن که یه قراردادی امضا کنه.
That nobody was allowed to ask anything.
هیچ کسی اجازه نداره سوالی بپرسه.
Yeah, from God, from anybody except the king.
نه از خدا چیزی بخواد، نه از هیچ خدایی، فقط از پادشاه باید سوال بپرسه.
Yeah, so wicked man just trying to just get rid of Daniel.
ده میخواستن دانیال رو حذف کنن.
Now read verse 10. Daniel 6 verse 10.
آیه 10 رو بخونید. دانیال 6.
Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime.
چون دانیال دریافت که نوشته امضا شده است، به سرای خود که پنجره‌های بالاخانه آن رو به اورشلیم گشوده می‌شد، او طبق عادت گذشته روزی سه بار زانو می‌زد و نزد خدای خیش دعا و شکرگزاری
می‌کرد. What we see is that Daniel had a habit.
دانیال عادت دعا داشت.
He was praying three times a day. He set apart time to communicate with God.
سه بار در روز وقت گذاشته بوده که با خداوند صحبت کنه.
And when he heard a decree, hey, nobody can do this, he didn't care. He prayed anyway.
که نمیشه این کارو کسی بکنه، براش مهم نبود.
Daniel was a man of prayer.
Jesus
was a man of prayer.
عیسی مسیح مرد دعا بود. دانیال مرد دعا بود. پولس مرد دعا بود.
If you would ask any of them,
اگر از هر کدوم از اون آدمای بزرگ کتاب مقدس،
when do you pray,
کی دعا میکنی؟
They could give an answer.
جواب بهت میدادن چه ساعتی دعا میکنن.
So when do you have time set aside
for prayer in the day? گذاشتین بر روز.
Yeah, that's the first lesson.
اولین درسمون.
Yeah, we have to have that down to be able to talk about how to pray.
اول باید اون زمان رو داشته باشیم تا بدونیم که چگونه
دعا کنیم. Go back to Matthew 6 and read verse 5 again.
متی فصل 6 آیه 5 رو بخون.
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
و چون عبادت کنی مانند ریاکاران مباش، زیرا خوش دارند که در کلیساها و گوشه‌های کوچه‌ها ایستاده دعا کنم تا مردم ایشان را ببینند. هر آینه به شما می‌گویم اجر خود را تحصیل.
Now, so in a couple of verses we have this example prayer that he's going to give.
چند تا آیه بعد نمونه دعا رو خداوند.
But he starts with addressing some things.
اما اول یه نکته رو میگه.
And here he starts with addressing public prayer.
و دعای عمومی رو میگه.
Now there's nothing wrong with public prayer.
هیچ اشکالی تو دعای جمعی
وجود نداره. Yeah, we do public prayer.
تو جمع ما دعا میکنیم.
Yeah, we just prayed before the service.
قبل از جلسه دعا کردیم.
On Fridays we publicly pray together.
دعا میکنیم با هم دیگه دعا میکنیم.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
هیچ اشکالی وجود نداره سر این موضوع.
And I will give you some scriptures to show you that public prayer isn't biblical thing. Yeah, go to 1 Kings. And this is Solomon, the story of Solomon where the temple has been dedicated. There are some verses from 1 Kings chapter 8. Verse 1. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that he might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is in Zion. 8:1. And we're going to read some more verses from the same chapter.
آنگاه سلیمان پادشاه مشایخ اسرائیل و همه سران قبایل و رهبران خاندانهای بنی اسرائیل را نزد خود در اورشلیم گرد آورد تا صندوق عهد خداوند را از شهر بیرون آورد به صهیون باشد. 8:1 اول پادشاه 8:1 تا صندوق عهد خداوند را از شهر داوود به صهیون باشد برآورد.
Yes, so you see that Solomon is assembling
Solomon,
elders of Israel together, the heads, tribes. So there's an assembly of people together. Now look at verse 28, which is the same context. And then we see that Solomon is talking to God, he's praying. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which the servant prayed before thee today.
با این همه ای یهوه خدای من به دعا و التماس خدمت گذارن توجه فرما و به فریاد بندت و دعایی که امروز به حضور تو می کنند گوش فرما.
Yes, Solomon is praying publicly.
سلیمان عمومی
54, same chapter, 54. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication to the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven.
چون سلیمان تقدیم تمامی این دعا و تمنا را به پیشگاه خداوند به پایان رساند، از برابر مذبح خداوند جایی که دست‌های افراشته به سوی آسمان زانو زده بود برخاست.
Yeah, so Solomon prays publicly.
سلیمان عمومی دعا می‌کنه.
Many people are there.
خیلی اونجان.
And we know that God
answers
this prayer from 2 Chronicles 7.
از دوم تواریخ فصل 7 جواب داد.
There we see, you can read it, 2 Chronicles 7 verse 1. Where we see God, it's the same context.
آیه 1.
Yeah, the book of Kings and Chronicles have a lot of
پادشاهان و تواریخ خیلی به هم وابسته است.
And we see that God answers that prayer with fire. Yeah, just read it.
چون سلیمان دعای خود را به پایان رسانید، آتش از آسمان فرود آمده، قربانی تمام سوز و قربانی های دیگر را فرو برید و جلال خداوند خانه را فرو ساخت.
Yeah, I'll read it also in English. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Yeah, so we see that the Bible talks about public prayers and there's nothing wrong with that.
در مورد دعای عمومی صحبت میکنه و هیچ اشتباهی در این وجود نداره. هیچ ایرادی وجود نداره که در جمع دعا کنه.
But then we see in Matthew 6 verse 5 that Jesus is addressing a certain kind of public prayer.
یه نوع دعای عمومی رو صحبت میکنه.
Yeah, he says how we should not pray in public.
دعا نکنیم تو جمع.
Yeah, we are not to pray like the hypocrites.
مثل اون متظاهرها
نبود. How did the hypocrites pray?
چه جریاکاران؟ چه جوری جریاکاران دعا می‌کردن؟
They like to be seen by others.
یه جوری دعا می‌کردن که جلب توجه کنن.
They're not really praying.
دعا نمی‌کردن که برای خدا
صداشون بشنوه.
در حقیقت تئاتر نمایش بازی می‌کردن. تا مردم ببینن. تمرکزشون به خدا نیست بلکه روی انسان‌ها بوده.
Yeah, go to Matthew 23:14.
متی 23:14.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation.
وای بر شما ای کاتبان و فریسیان ریاکار، زیرا خانه‌های بیوه زنان را می‌بلید و از روی ریا دعاهای طولانی می‌گویید، از آن رو عذاب شدیدتر خواهید یافت.
Yeah, for a pretense, they're pretending.
تظاهر میکنی.
Yeah, making these long prayers.
این دعاهای بزرگو داری اعلام میکنی.
But it's fake. It's not towards God.
اما دروغه در مقابل خدا.
They're doing it for a show.
داری نمایش بازی میکنی.
Yeah, they want to be seen.
میخوای که همه ببیننت.
Yeah, and of course, whatever a Christian does.
هر زمانی که
مسیحی هر کاری میکنه. Pharisees, but
فریسیانی مسیحی نه.
As a Christian,
به عنوان یک ایماندار.
We do things for the show.
اگر کاری رو برای نمایش.
To be seen by men.
که مردم
رو
ببینن.
Yeah, we lose our rewards.
پاداشمون را دست دادیم.
Yeah, so these hypocrites just pray long to impress people.
اون ریاکاران دعاهای بلند و زیبا میکردن که مردم رو جلب توجه قرار بدن.
When we pray in public.
ما وقتی دعا میکنیم توی جمع.
We need to keep it short.
خلاصه دار.
Yeah, we are not there to impress people.
نه ایمدیم اونجا که مردم رو
you want to pray long prayers?
باسه جلالمون خودمون بشیم.
That's what's done in private.
اگه میخواید دعا بلند بکنید و با صدای بلند دعا کنید اونقدر طولانی تو خونتون
yeah, بکنید. In public we keep it short.
تو جمع
yeah, praying is not showing off.
دعا نمایش گذاشتن نیست.
It's not to show how spiritual you are.
نشون دادن این که تو چقدر روحانی و بزرگ yeah, هستی نیست.
In the past we had some prayer times and then certain people wanted to pray.
بعض قدر گذشته جلسه های دعایی داشتیم. بعضی ها میخواستن دعا کنن.
When they would start, it would never stop.
دعا میکردن شروع میکردن.
Yeah, they would go on and on and on.
هی ادامه میدادن و ادامه میدادن و ادامه میدادن و ادامه میدادن.
Don't make these long prayers in public.
دعای طولانی رو تو جمع واسه چی دعا میکنی؟
That's what you do in private.
اون دعای طولانی رو تو خونه تنهایی انجام.
Yeah, so the first question you need to be able to answer.
اگر اولین سوالی که باید جواب بدیم اینه که کی دعا
کنی؟ When in a day do you set aside time?
چه روزی از روزتو گذاشتی؟ چه زمانی از روزت و زمانهایی از روزتو گذاشتی؟
To talk with God.
که با خداوند صحبت کنی.
Here's a second question that we need to be able to answer.
دومین سوالی که باید جواب بدیم اینه.
Matthew 6:6.
متی 6:6.
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
اما تو چون دعا کنی به اتاق خود داخل شو و در را بسته پدر خود را که در نهان است به دعا بخوان و پدر نهان بین تو تو را آشکارا پاداش خواهد.
Yeah, so this is about the question, where do you pray? Do you have a place to pray? Yeah, it talks about entering into a closet. Yeah, Matthew 14:23. I'll come back to that, but... And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone.
و چون مردم با روانه نمود به خلوت برای عبادت بر فراز کوهی برآمد و وقت شام در آنجا تنها.
Yes, so we see Jesus went to a place where he could be alone with God.
عیسی مسیح در یک مکانی قرار گرفت که بتونه تنها باشه با خدا.
Do you make an effort?
آیا تو تلاش می‌کنی؟
To be alone with God.
تنها باشی با خداوند؟
Yeah, go again to Mark 1:35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed.
بامدادان قبل از تو برخواسته بیرون رفت و به ویرانه رسیده در آنجا به دعا مشغول شد.
Jesus goes to a solitary place to pray.
میره جای تنها تنهایی دعا میکنه.
Yeah, he gets to a place where he can be alone.
میره جایی تنها باشه.
With his father in heaven.
با پدرش تو آسمان.
Yeah. In our society,
تو جامعه ما,
this is more important than ever.
بیشتر از هر چیزی لازم
because
این زمانه
we are تنهایی. Always surrounded
چون همیشه
by people.
دورمون آدمه.
And if we and I'm not mean physically always.
نمیگم از لحاظ جسمانی همیشه.
We have these devices.
این وسیله‌ها رو داریم تو دستمون.
That most of us carry around.
که اکثرمون همه جا با خودمون میبریمشون.
And we're always distracted by them. We're always in contact with people.
همیشه با کسی در تماسیم، همیشه با یکی کسی پیام
می‌دیم. Yeah, we can look at people sitting by themselves.
میتونی یه نفر رو ببینی که تنها نشسته رو مبل.
But they're having six conversations at the same time.
اما همزمان داره با 6 نفر
صحبت different people all over the world.
تو کل دنیا.
And always connected with other people.
همیشه وابسته است بسته به یه خانواده یه خانم یه نفر دیگه یه زن یه فرد دیگه.
Is there a time in your life where you turn all these distractions, all these connections off to be alone with God? Can you answer when do you pray? Can you answer where do you pray? Yeah, do you have a private prayer time where you can be alone with God? Yeah, because it's an important thing for us to pray. Now, you might think, but I've asked the prayer request in church. Yeah, I've done my praying. I prayed with the prayer when we prayed with in church.
Now,
public prayer is not enough. Yeah, and of course sharing your request on Sunday is fine. Yeah, we pray every service. And we'll try to keep doing that as long as that's possible. Maybe at a certain time when we have more prayer requests or a bigger group that we have to dedicate a certain time for that.
Yeah,
but I'm all for publicly praying,
but
it's not a replacement for you praying. Yeah, don't think I've made it known to church, so others will pray for me. And of course I hope when you hear the prayer request that you do pray for those things at home as well,
for your brothers and sisters.
But you also need to pray in private. And here's the problem with that. We don't know if you're doing that. Only God knows if you're actually praying. Go back to Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter in thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Yeah, I can preach on prayer. But I have no idea who actually prays. Because it's done in secret. It's done privately. It's in a place described as a closet, and then you shut the door. After that you pray. And of course I don't say you need to have a closet in your room, in your home that you have to sit in. Hey, but if that works for you, then go sit in the closet. Yeah, but the point is of course to have a time separate, a time alone with God.
Yeah.
Where the phone is off, where there's no interruption, and where you eventually bring those petitions and requests to God. Oh, God never answers my prayers.
Now,
first of all, do you pray? Or do you only share public prayers? So others can pray for your request. And it's like a little bit of hypocrisy.
Yeah,
to share these public requests and then never pray for the same things in private.
Now,
when my kids sometimes ask for a prayer request, I sometimes ask them, are you praying for these things yourself? Yeah, are you also doing, are you joining in with that? Yeah. Do not bring a prayer request in public if you're not willing to partner with the rest of the church to pray for these things in private as well. Yeah, so we need to be able to answer the question, when do you pray? Do you have time set aside in the day somewhere? For example, in the morning? If not, you need to set a time in the day. And secondly, where do you pray? Do you have a place where you can pray in private? Where you can get alone with God? If you do not have that, you need to make an effort to create a space like that.